The Bible verses this morning are taken from three different chapters. The first is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, which many of you know is the fifth book in the Old Testament. It's one of what's known as the Pentateuch or the Torah. The verses are taken from chapter 31, verse 6, which Cheryl just shared with you with some of her selections. So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. Another passage is from the book of Psalms 56, verse 3. But when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. And another chapter from Psalms 34, verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. If you're looking for extra credit and want to memorize some extra verses today, those three verses are excellent verses to have ready at hand for you whenever you go through something where fear is a part of that challenge. Well, good morning again. Welcome to the Living Water Church. And today we're finishing our series that we began a couple weeks ago on the book of Daniel, where we're looking at lessons on living boldly and in the face of persecution. And so far, we've seen Daniel choosing faith over compromising. And then we've witnessed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego exercise their faith even when they were facing that fiery furnace. And this week, we follow Daniel's faith as he faces fear and leans on his trust in God to overcome the temptation to again compromise. So in Daniel chapter 6, we witness just a powerful story of faith, courage, and divine intervention. Daniel, this devoted servant of God, he faces a life-threatening situation where he's thrown into the lion's den. And through this narrative, we learn some valuable lessons about the power of unwavering faith in overcoming fear and in trusting God's sovereignty. Now, there are many stories of brave men and women from all over the world who in any time period have had courageous faith, where they have held steadfast to what God has called them to, where they've stood up for justice, or they've trusted in God's provisions. But before we look at Daniel's miraculous story of faith and protection, I want to share with you another story of miraculous faith. And this one happened in the early 20th century during the Boxer Rebellion in China. And there was a young Chinese Christian named Wang Ziming. And he faced just intense persecution for his faith. Wang was a pastor where Christians were often targeted and killed by anti-foreign and anti-Christian movements. And despite the imminent threat to his life, Pastor Wang continued to lead his congregation in prayer and worship openly. His commitment to his faith and his courage in the face of persecution were unwavering. And Wang understood that prayer was his lifeline to God, and it was what that provided the strength that and guidance that he needed to endure such dangerous times that he lived in. In 1973, during the Cultural Revolution, Wang was arrested for his faith. Even in prison, he didn't stop praying out loud. He prayed openly, not just for his safety, but for the strength and faith of his fellow Christians, and he even prayed for his persecutors. Wang's steadfastness inspired many in the prison walls, bringing hope and comfort to those who were suffering alongside him. Eventually, sadly, Wang was executed for his faith. His unwavering commitment to prayer and his courageous faith left a profound impact on the Christian community in China. Today, Wang Ziming is remembered as a martyr, and his story continues to inspire Christians around the world to maintain their faith and dedication to prayer regardless of the circumstances. From the beginning of time, followers of God have been persecuted for their faith. There have been rules and decrees against worshiping God of the Bible. There have been movements against Him. And yet followers of God have prevailed in faith. Now, you might not be in an environment today where you might be killed for praying openly. However, just like Pastor Wang Ziming, we can be inspired by the testimony of Daniel and his faith in God in the midst of fear, inviting us to practice that same faith. So let's look at Daniel chapter 6. And if you have your message notes, you can kind of follow along, or the verses will be up here on the screen. Daniel 6, starting with verse 1, it says, Darius the Mede decided to divide the kingdom into 120 provinces, and he appointed a high officer to rule over each province. The king also chose Daniel and two other administrators to supervise the high officers and protect the king's interests. Daniel soon proved himself more capable than all the other administrators and high officers. Because of Daniel's great ability, the king made plans to place him over the entire empire. Can you think of anyone else who had a similar circumstance that was placed over an entire empire? Joseph, I got one person who thought of it. He's like, you didn't tell me there's going to be a quiz. All right, then the other administrators and high officers began searching for some fault in the way Daniel was handling government affairs. But they couldn't find anything to criticize or condemn. He was faithful, always responsible, and completely trustworthy. Do you imagine? Wouldn't that be incredible to have that be said about you and me? That we were faithful and always responsible and completely trustworthy. Verse 5, so they concluded our only chance of finding grounds for accusing Daniel will be in connection with the rules of his religion. So the administrators and high officers went to the king and said, long live King Darius. We are all in agreement, we administrators, officials, high officers, advisors, and governors, that the king should make a law that will be strictly enforced. Now, were they all in agreement? Obviously, Daniel wasn't included in this group. Give orders that for the next 30 days, any person who prays to anyone, divine or human, except to you, your majesty, will be thrown into the den of lions. And now, your majesty, issue and sign this law so it cannot be changed, an official law of the Medes and Persians that cannot be revoked. So King Darius signed the law. But when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room with its windows open towards Jerusalem. He prayed three times a day, just as he always done, giving thanks to his God. He didn't change. He didn't even close his windows. He didn't decide, I'm going to go into my closet and just pray silently for a little while. It's only for a month. I think I can adjust my things and just be safe about this whole situation. He said, nope, this is what I do. This is how I connect with God. I'm going to keep doing it. Then the officials went together to Daniel's house and found him praying and asking for God's help. And here's the first point we find in Daniel 6. Daniel was faithful to pray even in the face of persecution. As we learn from this portion of Scripture, Daniel, he was a righteous man. He was loyal. He worked hard, steadfast in his integrity. And he had a lot of responsibility in the Babylonian kingdom. And that made his peers jealous of him. Now remember, Daniel's an outsider. You know, he's a foreigner. He's different. You know, you can just imagine these other people that were peers of him, you know, the just saying, you know, why does this guy keep getting, you know, promoted over me? You know, Daniel was promoted by Nebuchadnezzar, was favored by King Belteshazzar, and now he's being promoted again by King Darius, this time to the very top of everybody. And from the beginning of this passage, we find that they wanted Daniel out. Again, going back to verse 4, then the other administrators and high officers began searching for some fault in the way Daniel was handling government affairs, but they couldn't find anything to criticize or condemn. He was faithful, always responsible, and completely trustworthy. So finally, these men said, our only chance of finding grounds for accusing Daniel will be in connection with the rules of his religion. They had to make something up in order to get him out. And so after they'd made their minds up that this was the plan, they were going to create this law that would be punishable for Daniel despite his faith, they then took that to King Darius and to confirm it, to get it passed. And so they used flattery and praise, and King Darius was easily convinced to sign off on the decree and claimed no one could pray to anyone but him. Now, a quick history lesson to kind of get these kings in order. King Nebuchadnezzar, that was the king who, during the challenge with the dietary laws with Daniel, and then with the whole fiery furnace thing, was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And towards his life, he kind of lost his mind for a while. He had started to go away from believing in God and honoring him. And so he kind of went crazy for a while. Then God restored his mind, and he again ended up worshiping God. But after he died, then this king, Belshazzar, came into power, and he was very arrogant. And he greatly offended God. And so you have the whole writing on the wall episode, and Belshazzar dies that very night. And then you have King Darius the Mede takes over as king. He hasn't had an experience with God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob yet. So Daniel chapter 6 verse 10 states, "But when Daniel learned that the law had been signed," so he knew about it, he knew the consequences of it, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room with its windows open toward Jerusalem, where everyone could hear his prayers if they wanted to. He prayed three times a day, just as he'd always done, giving thanks to his God. And this verse highlights Daniel's disciplined and consistent prayer life. Despite this new law that threatened his life, Daniel continued his routine. You know, he just demonstrates his courageous faith no matter what is going on in the world around him. He didn't hide his devotion. He didn't change his practices to avoid conflict. He didn't even decide to pray secretly for a little bit. Instead, he trusted in God's sovereignty and protection, showing that his fear of God, his respect of God, the importance of his disciplines, the ways that he connected with God, was higher than any fear that he had of people, of the government, of earthly powers, and the consequences they might have. He was not going to let these government authorities change the ways he connected with God Almighty. And so the question is, how many times do we let life circumstances get in the way or distract us from God? How easily do we get pushed off of our spiritual disciplines that connect us to God? Prayer, it's our daily bread, sustaining us and providing the spiritual nourishment that we need each day. And so it's through consistent prayer that we find that we gain that strength and guidance to navigate whatever life challenges throws at us. It's because of Daniel's commitment to prayer while facing the risk of persecution that he was able to remain steadfast. He had built this firm foundation on when and how he spent time with the Lord. And he called, and we are called then also then to stand firmly in our faith, even when it might lead to persecution or ridicule. Our devotion to God should be evident in our actions and not hidden out of fear. So Daniel was faithful to pray even in persecution, and he trusted in God's sovereignty as he faced certain death. He trusted in God's sovereignty. Daniel 6, starting verse 16, says, "Oh, at last the king gave orders for Daniel to be arrested and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to him, 'May your God, whom you serve so faithfully, rescue you.' A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den. The king sealed the stone with his own royal seal and the seals of his nobles so that no one could rescue Daniel. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night fasting. He refused his usual entertainment and couldn't sleep at all that night. Very early the next morning, the king got up and hurried out to the lion's den. When he got there, he called out in anguish, 'Daniel, servant of the living God, was your God, whom you serve so faithfully, able to rescue you from the lions?'" You wonder if there was like a pause. Like if Daniel's like, "I'm just going to be quiet for a minute." Make him seem like, you know, it didn't go well. But Daniel answered, "Long live the king. May God, my God, send his angel to shut the lion's mouth so that they would not hurt me. For I have been found innocent in his sight, and I have not wronged you, your majesty." So according to this passage, when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, He displayed a remarkable trust in God's sovereignty. Was he terrified when that stone was rolled over that door, leaving him alone with all those lions? I mean, we can only imagine what fear was in that moment, in that situation. I know that if I was the one going to that lion's den, I guarantee you, despite my high trust in God, there'd be some fear there about what was going to happen next. And Daniel so trusted in the Father's will for him and believed in the sovereignty of God's power that he held fast to his faith no matter what was going to happen with him and those lions. Amazingly, even amidst the looming threat of these hungry lions, Daniel's unwavering trust in God's sovereignty was unshakable. King Darius, though distressed by the situation, holds on to a glimmer of hope, acknowledging God's faithfulness to his God. In a breathtaking display of divine intervention, God sent an angel to shield Daniel from harm, closing the mouths of those ferocious beasts. And Daniel ends up emerging unscathed, the living testimony to God's sovereign protection and faithfulness. So let's just take a minute and picture what that den was like. And just to be clear, that the word den doesn't mean the same thing that it means today for us. You know, when we use the word den in the scripture, we're not talking about a cozy place where you watch TV or maybe read a good book in the middle of your house. The den, of course, that Daniel experienced was quite different. So just kind of picture the scene in your mind. The lion's den is going to be this dark and cavernous space lit only by the flickering of torchlight. Most lion's dens at that point in history were large holes in the ground that the lions couldn't escape from. Now, this particular lion's den was probably a dark cave with a large stone block in the doorway. But imagine, in the center of that den, Daniel stands, calm amidst the threat of imminent danger, his face upturned in prayer, radiating a quiet confidence in God. Surrounding him are these ferocious lions, you know, restless and hungry, yet strangely subdued, their mouths firmly shut by an unseen hand of divine intervention. Above, the angelic presence, a radiant figure bathed in light, standing guard over the faithful servant below. This vision just encapsulates the miraculous deliverance of Daniel, a profound testament to the unwavering power and sovereignty of God. And just as Daniel's deliverance served as a powerful testimony to King Darius and really the whole entire kingdom, our own experiences of God's intervention in times of trouble can become powerful instruments of witnessing to those around us, drawing them closer to the transformative power of God's love and grace. You know, it makes me wonder, have we shared our stories with our family of when God intervened, that time in the car when it looked like we were done and somehow we came out the other side? That time when we were at the hospital and they said, we don't know what to do. And then all of a sudden, a healing happened. These different stories that we have of God's intervention in our lives, have we shared that with our family, with those who are part of our life? Because it's a powerful testimony, especially when people see it happen in real time. Because of this, it's important for us to take heart from Daniel's unwavering faith and his steadfast trust in God's sovereignty, knowing that he who shuts the mouths of lions continues to watch over and protect his children still today. Another interesting aspect of this scripture is how King Darius had hope. King Darius, who respected Daniel, expressed hope that Daniel's God would rescue him. He wanted God to prevail and for Daniel to live. And I just find it fascinating how Scripture says that this king was up all night, impatient over Daniel in the den, even fasting for Daniel. This is an example of how one man's faith can make a big impact, even on an ungodly king whose kingdom was the largest on earth, the most powerful man at that time. And Daniel had that influence over him. We are told that miraculously that God sent an angel to shut those lions' den's mouths. Those lions' mouths there in the den, and that Daniel emerged unscathed. It was just an incredible story that Darius witnessed of this powerful miracle of faith. And we can only imagine how much that impacted him as a king. Daniel, he was faithful to pray even in the midst of persecution. He trusted in God's sovereignty as he faced certain death from that lion's den. And when we have given everything to God, our faith in God has the power to overcome fear. Our faith, it has the power to overcome the fears. Faith overcoming fear, what does that mean? Well, I came across a story of a firefighter and a rescue that sums it up pretty well. And so the story is a small rural town, and there was a firefighter named Jim who was known for his bravery and calmness, demeanor in the face of danger. Well, one night there was a devastating fire that broke out in a local home and quickly engulfed that building in flames. And the family managed to escape, but they realized with horror that their youngest daughter, a toddler, was still trapped inside. The firefighters arrived swiftly, but the flames were fierce and the house was on the brink of collapse. The family and neighbors watched in terror, fearing the worst. Jim, assessing the dire situation, knew that every second counted. And despite the overwhelming heat and the imminent danger of the building falling apart, he felt a deep, unshakable resolve. And so with a prayer on his lips and faith in God's protection, Jim charged into that building home. The smoke was thick and the heat was intense, but he pressed on, guided by his determination and trust. And he found the little girl huddled in the corner of her room, terrified and crying. Scooping her up, Jim shielded her with his body and navigated back through the inferno. And then emerging from the flames, Jim and the girl were met with cheers and tears of relief from the onlookers. This child was safe. And Jim only had some minor burns to him. When asked later how he found the courage to face fearsome danger, Jim simply replied, "I knew God was with me, and I trusted him to see us through." And this story, it's a good example of the powerful concept of faith overcoming our fears. Like Jim, when we face some terrifying situations in our life, our faith can give us the strength to act with courage and determination. Jim's trust in God's protection allowed him to confront his fears and save a life. Much how our faith can empower us to face our fears and overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles. The influence of Jim's faith was not only evident in his actions, but also in the impact it had on his entire community. And his bravery and inspired others and reminded them of the power of trusting in something greater than ourselves. Just as Daniel's unwavering faith influenced King Darius and his kingdom, our faith, especially in moments of fear, can serve as a powerful testimony to those who are around us, just showcasing to them the might and mercy of God. So going back to Daniel chapter 6, starting in verse 25, it says, "Then King Darius sent this message to the people of every race and nation and language throughout the world, 'Peace and prosperity to you. I decree that everyone throughout my kingdom should tremble with fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, and he will endure forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed, and his rule will never end. He rescues and saves his people. He performs miraculous signs and wonders in the heavens and on earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions." In the aftermath of Daniel's deliverance from this lion's den, King Darius was moved by this demonstration of God's power. And so then he issues this decree commanding all people within his realm to tremble with fear before the God of Daniel. He recognized the enduring nature of God's kingdom and the might of his miraculous acts in protecting Daniel. And this declaration from a pagan king underscores the profound impact that faith can have in overcoming fear and then influencing others. When we exhibit unwavering faith in God during our trials, it serves as a testimony to his greatness, often leading others to acknowledge and honor him. Daniel's faith in the face of mortal danger not only saved his life, but also inspired a king to declare the sovereignty of God to an entire nation. Similarly, when we choose faith over fear, our actions can influence those around us and inspire those around us to seek God, showcasing his glory through our steadfast trust in him. Not to mention, Daniel's story is a powerful reminder of the eternal nature of God's kingdom. While earthly powers and authorities rise and fall, God's dominion is unchanged and everlasting. No force can change his divine plans. You know, this perspective should deeply root our faith, giving us confidence to face any fear, knowing that we're part of a kingdom that transcends all temporary challenges. Understanding the permanence of God's kingdom helps us maintain our faith amidst the adversaries, reinforcing our resolve to trust in his sovereign power over our lives and the circumstances that are in our life. Choosing faith over fear not only strengthens our own spiritual journey, but also becomes a beacon of hope and inspiration for others, leading them towards the recognition of God's eternal kingdom and his mighty works. And this enduring trust in God's sovereignty is a powerful testimony that can transform lives and communities just like it did in the time of Daniel. And so as we finish our series, let's continue to draw inspiration and hope from the ways in which Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego interacted with the pagan culture that surrounded them. They did not conform or bow down to false idols. Instead, they stood strong, even when the heat was turned up, even when there was hungry lions being used as a weapon to silence them. They persevered and glorified God through it all. And because of it, a small remnant of faithful followers of God of Israel impacted three kings of Babylon. So as we go to prayer, the questions I think that we need to ask ourselves today is, how is my steadfast faith affecting others around me? Have I considered how I walk out my faith and my circle of influence and those that might be watching my choices? Have I been choosing faith over fear? Or has the enemy of my soul been able to manipulate me in a way to silence my testimony? And then, who in my life is God leading toward him because of my courageous faith? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I know that those questions can be kind of heavy questions for us to consider. How does fear affect my faith in you, God? What am I allowing into my life that would cause me to go a different direction than the way you're calling me to? Because of fear. God, as we just consider this and how it affects not just us, but those who watch us, our kids, our grandkids, friends, other family members, would you help us to understand those areas where we're allowing fear to interfere with what you are wanting to do through us? Ways that you're wanting us to take steps, and we just see it as, that's a scary step, God. And we're not understanding that you're wanting us, that testimony that's going to come because we took that step to affect our children or our grandchildren or those that we love in our life who are watching. Help us to understand, God, the spiritual warfare that we're involved in, that we don't see, we just feel. As it tries to keep us from walking in step with the Holy Spirit. And so, God, I pray that you take some blinders off us. Just help us to see how our walk is doing with you, especially in this issue of fear. Because we all have them, God. And the enemy of our souls tries to use it against us. And he tends to be really effective in doing so. And so I pray for some wisdom. And I pray for some courage where courage is needed. I pray for anyone right now who's in the middle of a spiritual warfare where, God, you're asking for someone to take a step, whatever it might be, and fear is getting in the way. And maybe we didn't even realize that that was what was going on. We just knew, we just didn't want to do it. And we didn't really understand why it was so important. God, would you give us wisdom to know that anything you direct us to is better than where we are now. And then on the other side of that fear, there is great freedom and wherever you're taking us. And so I just pray for some resolve, some firmness in our stance, some determination in doing things your way, God. To not let us be influenced by what other people think about us, to be influenced by anyone who's trying to intimidate us away from doing your will, God, even in our own families. And for those of us, as we think back over our lives and we see those examples where fear stopped us, I just pray for a healing of those memories. That you would just strengthen us for today to be steadfast in what you called us to do in this moment as we keep our eyes firmly focused on you, Jesus. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.